We're talking with Jason Riley, author of Let Them In, The Case for Open Borders, Six Common Arguments Against Immigration and Why They Are Wrong. Let's start right away. Doom and demography. Why are fears about a demographic disaster wrong?
Well, because there's no correlation between population growth and economic prosperity. Sub-Saharan Africa is one of the most sparsely populated regions of the earth. It's also one of the poorest. Hong Kong is one of the most densely populated regions of the earth. It's also one of the richest. There's just simply no correlation there. It's not something we need to concern ourselves with.
Economics, fears about economic disaster.
There aren't a fixed number of jobs in the U.S. Our labor markets are very flexible. Immigrants help keep them that way. And it's just untrue that an immigrant coming here to take a job means one fewer job for the people already here.
Welfare, the measure of a Manuel.
Most low-skill immigrants are poor. But among poor residents of the U.S., immigrants are not heavy welfare users. Illegal immigrants don't even qualify for federal welfare programs. And among the immigrants who do qualify for public benefits, they use welfare at lower rates than natives. I should also add that if your concern is that some immigrants are receiving more in public benefits than they pay in taxes, you should keep in mind that so do 67% of Americans.
Assimilation, the nativists are restless. Are immigrants assimilating?
Yes, they are assimilating, and sometimes it's hard to detect that because we're still in the middle of the latest wave of Mexicans. But when you do longitudinal studies that measure the same folks over time, you see not only assimilation taking place, but also upward social mobility.
You have one of the arguments is called pup tent republicanism. What do you mean there?
I mean that the Latino vote is not lost to the Republican Party. I think George Bush proved this in 2004. They should go out and work for this vote, not concede it to Democrats.
How do they get the Latino vote?
Well, one way you get it is not being anti-Latino, just showing these people that you care about their situation and that your party has something to offer them other than a sort of a demagoguery. I think you make them feel welcome. That's what Reagan did. That's what Bush tried to do. And I think that's who the Republican Party should be looking for leadership on this issue, not Lou Dobbs.
Homeland security. Are immigrants or Mexican immigrants a threat to security?
No, they're not a threat to security, only in the sense that they run interference for the bad guys who want to sneak in amongst them, and which is why I think we should give economic migrants from Latin America more legal ways to come, reduce that interference, shrink the haystack, and let our Border Patrol focus on the real threats.
What is the best case against immigration or current levels or increased levels of immigration?
I can't think of a case against immigration. Our whole history of this country argues against it. I mean, I can't think of a good reason to seal the border. I can only think of bad reasons to seal the border. And I'm not arguing that the U.S. can't survive without access to foreign labor. I mean, I'm not saying this country will go to hell in a handbasket. But economics is about trade-offs. It's about weighing the costs and the benefits of alternative courses of action. I just think we're better off with immigrants than we are without them. I'm also not arguing that there are no costs associated with immigrants, particularly low-skill immigrants. I'm just arguing that the benefits far outweigh those costs in the long run.
Can you give a quick shorthand? What are those costs and what are those benefits? What's the best calculation?
Well, border states face cost in terms of education, in terms of health care. I think those costs are overstated often, but they're real. And I think that the best way to deal with them is not more walls and fences, but probably some sort of revenue sharing with the federal government, who comes out ahead on these issues, because most illegal immigrants here work on the books. They're paying payroll taxes and other federal taxes into systems where they'll never receive the benefits from. So Uncle Sam is coming out way ahead. But states and localities could use some of that booty shared with them back at the state level. And I would argue for some revenue sharing to go on there now rather than building walls and fences.
I want to thank Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal editorial board for coming to discuss his new book, Let Them In, The Case for Open Borders, with Reason TV. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.